Chapter 2. A Visit to England. In the food area outside the duty-free shops, 20-year-old Carlotta was drinking her iced coffee and watching the passengers around her. It was a very hot day outside, but the food area was air-conditioned and cool. It was a pity to leave Gran Canaria during such a hot summer. Carlotta lived in the south of the island, next to a beautiful beach, and she was going to miss swimming and sunbathing with her friends. But then she remembered why she was going to London, to visit her sister Maria, her sister's husband, and their new baby. Carlotta was very excited about meeting her sweet little niece, but she felt bad that she wasn't going to watch her grow up because she lived far away. "Excuse me, is anybody sitting here?" asked a well-dressed man in a grey shirt and shiny black shoes. He was older than Carlotta, maybe in his 30s, and he was very handsome. He had dark brown hair and nice eyes. He was slim and had a warm smile. Carlotta smiled back. "No, nobody's sitting there," she said. "Thank you," said the man. He sat down opposite her and put a small cup of espresso on the table. "My name is Julio," he said. Carlotta told him her name and tried not to stare at him. "That's a pretty name," said Julio. "It's perfect for a pretty woman like you." Carlotta was embarrassed and didn't know what to say. She liked the look of the man, but his comment made her feel uncomfortable. "I'm sorry," he said. "You've gone red. I didn't mean to embarrass you."
"It's okay," said Carlotta.
"Where are you flying to?" she asked, trying to change the subject. "I'm flying to Paris for a business meeting," said Julio, and he told her all about his job as a property developer. It sounded very interesting. Carlotta told him about her new niece in London. She enjoyed the conversation and forgot about her embarrassment before. "So you're leaving on the next flight to London?" Julio asked her.
"Yes," answered Carlotta. "We're boarding in about 15 minutes.
But I think there was an announcement for passengers on the London flight," said Julio. "I wasn't really listening, but I think there's a delay or something. Didn't you hear it?" Carlotta started to panic.
"No, I didn't hear anything," she said, worried. "Maybe they announced it when I was in the bathroom."
"There's an information board just over there," said Julio, pointing to an area not far from them. "You can check your flight information. Go on, I'll watch your bags for you."
"Thank you," said Carlotta.
She went to the board and checked the data for the London flight. Flight IB3476, boarding 10 minutes, gate 11. Very happy, she returned to the handsome Julio.
"You were mistaken. The delay wasn't on the London flight," she told him with a smile.
"My flight is on time. I'm boarding in 10 minutes. Thanks for watching my bags."
"You're welcome," said Julio.
"Now you should run for your plane. You don't want to miss it. But maybe I'll see you again in Gran Canaria one day."
"I hope so," said Carlotta, going red again. "Enjoy Paris."
"Thanks," said Julio with a warm smile. "Enjoy London, and especially being with your niece." Reluctantly, Carlotta said goodbye to her new friend, took her bags, and went to join the passengers standing in the queue for boarding.